Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you, saints of God. We're coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. Once again, it is Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministry. Thankful and appreciative of each and every last one of you for fellowship as we assemble ourselves under the powerful and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you, I'm particularly excited about this word tonight, for it is a word of liberation, as God is the God of the living and not the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is a God of the living and not the dead. And we thank him for being who he is. We thank him for making the crooked roads straight in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in order to make those roads straight, he has to be the driver. Hallelujah. And he has to be the king of our lives. Hallelujah. And so we're going to get into some things tonight, saints of God. We're going to have a word of prayer real quick. Praise God. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord God, for moving all things, Father, by your precious blood that were between us and you, Father. And I thank you, Jesus, that although we're under construction, Father, the road isn't, Father. You have already made a way, God. You have already, Lord God, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in all places, God. And we're thankful for you, God. We're thankful for what you have done and what you're about to do in the lives of your people, God. We honor you, Father. We adore you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' holy and mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight for Jesus. There's so many things that we are thankful for Jesus and why he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he is the high priest, as he was the fulfillment of all things that God required for us to be close to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And anything, any mindset outside of Jesus being king, and I'll go into a story real quick here in just a minute. Any mentality outside of Jesus being strong and or being king, which he is strong, he's our king, he's our priest, anything outside of that, we live beneath. Man, humanity lives beneath his means, lives beneath his design. He might be gifted. And the Bible says God brought captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Hallelujah. And gifts come without repentance. We can be gifted, hallelujah, and still not grafted back. We can be gifted and still not be grafted back. Hallelujah. And our egos and our devices, mental devices, meaning trying to choreograph ways, it always gets us in trouble. Hallelujah. Everything we need is in God. He is sufficient in all things. Now, we have to be developed in some areas, and God might use certain people or certain things to sharpen us and to help us, but it's all God at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Our egos oftentimes cost us. Our pride oftentimes cost us. Hallelujah. If you're not humble, I know you're not blessed. I don't care what... Hallelujah. I don't care what tax bracket you're in. If you don't humble yourself, under the mighty hand of God. You can't be blessed because your ego and your pride fights God. It's against God. It's hard to submit when you have the mentality that you are greater than or you've got it all figured out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so as we matriculate through this walk and through this life, there are times that we will think we're too big for God. And a lot of times it's not even intentional. But we just slip into things because we don't humble ourselves and we don't incorporate God. The walk is all about incorporating God. Hallelujah. God had already made incorporation for you back through Jesus Christ. If you even look in the garden, the greatest transgression that has happened to human beings in the garden, listening to a snake and defying God, first thing God does is cut an animal, covers them. They had covered themselves. And when you have your own, when your thought process is always me, 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 you are covering yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. A selfish individual is a fig-covered individual. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's hard for God, not hard for God, but unless there's reformation and restoration, to cover you when you're always trying to think for him or cover yourself. This will all make more sense here in a minute. Thank you, God. And so it is important to understand the service of us ministers, because everybody here listening, that you are saved and blah, blah, you're here to serve all of you. Praise God. But don't think just because God called you to serve that you're the king. And we oftentimes get it mixed up. We start thinking for God and making decisions. And I say for God and where decisions God should be incorporated in our lives and trusted and listened to. We just make decisions and we create huge so much damage. Hallelujah. Not just to ourselves, to other people. Hallelujah. And they may even in our minds be justified decisions, but they can be so away from God. So this is why God said, if a man loses himself, in me, he'll receive life. We're too busy trying to gain. We're losing ourselves in culture and in things that are not beneficial to us. We're running the world's race when we're set apart. God has called us to be set apart. To be really trying to prove ourselves that we're this, that, and the other. God said he'll prove himself in you, through you. Hallelujah. There is nothing solid about pride. There is nothing solid about our ego. That's all flesh. Hallelujah. It is time, high time, to get back to the blood-bought word of God. High time. Because too many times we're influenced by what someone else says. when it's time to go to the propitiator, go to the source. And I say this, thanks of God. There were sorcerers during the time of Jesus, and there was trickery and there was deception. We can see it all through the word God. Now imagine the level of deception Judas had to be under, to be in the midst of God, be in his face, have him wash his feet, and still betray him, knowing he was God. It wasn't like Judas didn't know he was God. He saw the miracle. And the spirit that is rampant has deceived so many, and is deceiving so many, and I see it every day. Hallelujah. Yes, it's one of those days. But can I tell you some good news today? Because you don't really know where you're going until you realize where you're at. We can be so delusional in our own mind, puffed up. We don't even see. We can't see at all. And we give ourselves over to blindness. Bible says blind lead to blindness. Both go in the ditch. God is not interested in you being in the ditch. He found you in one. We've been in the ditch ever since we've been kicked out of the garden. And it's a repeated theme all through the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament, that they will come, that deception would come and find themselves in slavery and cry out to God. And wise man once told me it's smarter than to make decisions before the fire than in them. And I mean by that, make the decision to let God be God. Y'all turn with me to Isaiah 52. And we were going to go somewhere else tonight, but God had a different plan. Isaiah 52. We're going to start in 1. So decisions affect lives, period. Decisions affect lives. And I'm not here to harp on the mistakes and the decisions that people have made. Because God knows I've had my fair share. And I have affected others. And this is one of the things why I learned. Let me consult God. Oh, God, you. You run this show, God. But sometimes we just have to sit down and listen. And it's hard sometimes for things to be rebooted or recalibrated, and for us anyway, because we don't like to say that we were wrong. Humans, I don't know why we're like this. We don't like to say that we were wrong. And we will sometimes continue to make wrong decisions, even though we know they're wrong, because we're so prideful. One of the best things you can do for yourself is, when you're wrong, say that you're wrong and consult God in. The best things But sometimes we'll be so wrong, we'll try to make it right just because of our pride and our ego. We'll double down on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 52. I'm not going to hold you too long. We're going to get into some series next week, I believe. Hallelujah. So Isaiah is talking to, of course, the children of Israel. But once again, with these, as we talked about earlier, the repetitive theme of walking for a little bit, falling, crying out, God restoring. And that would be good for a good 100 years or so, or whatever the case is, the distance from the last fall. Because what happens is when there is a lack of consistency, there will be conformity. Hallelujah. And God is trying to transform. I'll say that again. When there's a lack of consistency, hallelujah. I can tell you what, the enemy is consistent. We know God is all stability and all consistent, but the enemy is consistent also. And when there is not consistency, there will be conformity. But God is interested in building us up, transforming into the design he destined for us before the foundation of the earth. So here, this piece that we're going to read, and we're not going to read too many of these. Isaiah was a prophet. We know he was. He was a priest and a prophet. Little did they know his lineage. He was from priesthood, and he was also called as a prophet. And he had intimate details of how the temple was operating. There was even, God had showed him the inner workings of the temple. Things were not on the up and up. And so when the spiritual life and the spiritual consistency breaks down, then there becomes conformity, breaches. This is why it's so important, hallelujah, to have an active prayer life. It's so important to have a spiritual assembly, if you will. Church is good. I'm all about it, obviously. When the word is properly taught, for sure. And so the spiritual life of the children of Israel began to break down because of the leaders at the time, and there were some things going on, and I'm not going to give you the whole back history. But God sent, this is how gracious God is, he sent Isaiah. And it cost him his life. Hallelujah. It wasn't comfortable and it wasn't easy, his call. But it was highly effective because look, here to this day, we're still gleaning from this man's life. Amazing man of God. God showed him great vision, showed him great insight. And can I tell you, when God uses you, it's going to cost you. There's some things that you're going to have to sacrifice. But God is a redeemer. Hallelujah. So he cleansed Isaiah. He gave him a coal from one of the that were burning on the altar of God. God touched his tongue and began to reveal some things to him. and Isaiah had lost his wife. He had some tragedy. So it wasn't like he was lost on the sufferings of the time. But one thing about men and women of God who persevere is that they don't forget God. They remain consistent. And that's no different from now, from then. And this is something that we have to adopt if we haven't, is that we have to remain consistent in seeking Him. Doesn't matter who sleep around you. You have to stay awake. The enemy will test your loyalty to God. He tested Jesus in the wilderness. He was testing his loyalty to God. And there is a time where we are witnessing collapses and witnessing different things, and the enemy is trying to get your eyes to see what he is doing more than who God is. He's testing your loyalty to him. Title of this message is Sitting Down. Sit down. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to hold you out too long. Thank you, God. Praise God. Verse 1. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. So he's telling the people of God to not languish in your weaknesses, but put on your strength. And what oftentimes when we conform, we forget who God has called us to be. I have been guilty of dumbing myself down to fit in. And when I say dumbing myself down, hiding who God has called me to be, to make other people feel better about themselves. And this is not an ego trip. I'm not trying to say Brother Marcus with all that. But it's something that happens to believers. And they eventually, and this is something that Isaiah didn't have a problem with, because he had an assignment. And when you're close to God, you have everybody, when you know God, you have an assignment. And it's not always easy. But God has called you for your assignment. I promise you, there's a place to awake. There's somebody there to wake up. And also to show them where their strength is. See, a lot of times we can get advice, and I thank God for it, and thank God for encouragement. But a lot of times people will advise you right on into hell. They'll advise you right into the biggest mess of your life. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean it is right. And sometimes we'll just conform, or just to make somebody feel better, comfort them. But actually, God has called you to awaken them. Hallelujah. God comforts you in the truth. So Isaiah tells them, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, O called one, O chosen one, O destined one. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. He said, you won't consult with the uncircumcised, mean uncovenant. Unclean meaning the common thing. Common. Hallelujah. Because God has called you to be uncommon. See, these aren't your counselors anymore. When you're awake, you don't seek what's beneath you. This is why he told the children of Israel, I called you to come, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. So if something is, if I'm above it, I shouldn't consult it. I'm not saying you're greater than people would call to help people, but what I'm saying is, if something is beneath me, why would I consult it? Hallelujah. It's uncovenant. And when you truly become awake, uncovenant advice is not your counsel. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is awakening his people to not just what they're doing, but who they are. What he has called them to be. He said, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Watch this. Shake thyself from thy dust. Stuff you've been laying in. Shake it. Now, I know we've been made from the ground. But Jesus didn't come for the ground. He came for the spirit. He came for us, the life. Hallelujah. He said, shake thyself from thy dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. He said, get up to sit down. Because it's time to hear and to understand, to receive. And you can only receive in a humble resting place. So he says, arise. So I'm here to tell you those things and whatever that might be that has tried to attack and latch itself unto you. Take those things off. It's funny. You see this, not funny, but it's so picturesque when you see Jesus says that the house is swept and clean, and then seven more demons try to come later on and attach themselves. Hallelujah. And they try to, because demons need a vessel. And they're always looking for vessels to use. As well as God, the Bible says his eyes roam to and fro to see who he can show himself strong on their behalf. Hallelujah. Awake. He says, shake thyself from thy dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. The imagery here is fascinating. Because he's talking about a yoke. The yoke goes around the neck. It drives the body how it sees fit. As a donkey or a cow or whatever, it drives it how it sees fit. And we're being driven because we're letting the enemy and our lack of consistency be the driver. And he just captives. He just holds us captive. Because we are still laying in the dust. Instead of sitting down in his presence. Hallelujah. He said, loose thyself. And notice, Isaiah tells them to loose thyself, but he first tells them to put on their strength. You're trying to fight the enemy with his own own devices. You'll lose every time. Hallelujah. We have a desire to break loose. But we have to put on our strength. And what's the strength? What's our strength? The joy of the Lord. Believe in him. God loves to be believed. Enemy hates for you to believe him. God loves for you to believe him. He says, shake thyself from my dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. She was captive, but she was still God's daughter. Isn't God merciful? They were captive. And God was giving you the keys to break captivity, giving you the keys. Hallelujah. And we can't break free conforming, hiding, being scared. We break free by putting on our strength, clothing ourselves with the word of God. Bible says we're washed by the water of the word of God. We're still carrying things in our weaknesses. Hallelujah. But that thing that is against our strength. This is why God says, strengthen ourselves. Put on our strength. So whatever weak will be consumed by our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see men uneducated in this Bible. You see men who were, as man would say, common. You see shepherds. You see welders. You see all kinds of different men, but the common denominator was they believed God. Hallelujah. Common denominator. We have a world where the enemy is trying to snuff out possibility, potential. We see abortion rates higher than probably they've ever been. I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me. And this is not a political, this is just, hallelujah. It's time for us to put on our strength that we can awaken people to the devices of the enemy and awaken to who that God has called them to be, to be soldiers. Hallelujah. To be saints and servants. Enemy's trying to snuff out any kind of even potential. Hallelujah. Watch this. And I'm going to close. He says, shake thyself from thy dust, Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive. Watch this. For this thus saith the Lord, you have sold yourselves for naught. And you shall be redeemed without money. Hallelujah. The law required payment for slavery, payment for redemption, payment for anything. And it was just a shadow of what was to come in the name and in the form of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The world tells you your value by what you have in your bank account. The world says you're this if they can see that. And we have bought into it. We have conformed. And Isaiah says, y'all have conformed and y'all have sold yourselves for naught. Bad counsel, conforming, believing the world over God. But Isaiah says, this thing that you can be redeemed by, you ain't got enough money to buy it. True redemption is heart work, mind work, that you can't purchase, can't buy your way in. It's only received by putting on our strength and sitting down in the midst of our God and let him lead and let him guide. Oh, I challenge you to keep reading. This is too good. And he goes on to give in 53, talk about the suffering servant, which he was given a glimpse of Jesus, given a glimpse of, it was a prophecy about Jesus, rather. And about service, and about redemption. Starts talking about how Jesus was scorned worse than any man. We know on this side he's talking about the redemptive power. He was talking about Jesus. And can I tell you today, saints of God, you don't have to cheat to win. You don't have to cut corners. Hallelujah. And I'm not condemning anybody. That's not the point of this. Probably. But the point of it tonight is sit down and put on your strength and let God truly be God. For he's going to redeem you because that's what God does. Even in your captivity, he's going to redeem you. Some of us have fallen in love with our captivity. But can I tell you? Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how long you've been captive, or what has influenced you, or what is around you that's captive, that has influenced your captivity, or even encouraged it. God is still stronger. Hallelujah. He is still bigger, and he is still greater. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there, saints of God. I pray this word was a blessing to you. Once again, I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. Thankful, appreciative for each and every last one of you. Praise God. God is just too good. He's too merciful. He's too wonderful. He's too amazing. Hallelujah. Praise God. He still got your back. Even when you didn't have his, he still got your back. All we have to do is give it to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know the enemy always wants to make you believe that he's winning. But he only does that because he knows he's already lost. Because if I can get you looking at how weak you are, instead of putting on your strength and seeing how strong God is, he can get you. And sometimes we just got to sit down. Sometimes we just have to sit down and rest in what he has said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.